Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
It's our post-Memorial Day show.
Sure is. Post is right.
Post-Memorial Day. By the way, if you like this show, check out Shenanigans with Shayna Shea every Wednesday on Podcast One. Everyone's favorite from Vanderpump Rules star.
Yeah. She's on Vanderpump Rules.
As she's going to share juicy stories from behind the bar with guests like Jasmine Good, Southern Charms, Shep Rose, and many more. So check out Podcast One Sports, now at Podcast One and Apple. And remember to rate and review all the podcasts you like.
Including
like
ours.
Like ours, too.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you not do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us some more ratings because we're rating hoes.
Mm-hmm.
We like your ratings.
Yeah, don't give it to us.
And reviews. Also, Rothy's. We have a new sponsor called Rothy's, and they are shoes. They're stylish, sustainable, and comfy, and you can wear them anytime.
Oh, they're really cute. Kaylin's showing to us now. Oh, they're so cute. They're flat, the point,
so
the loafer.
Cute. I like the point.
Yeah.
These are flats. These are kind of perfect for if you're walking around but you still want to look presentable.
Mm-hmm.
You can pair them with yoga pants like we would.
Yes. Yes, and the thing about them is their sustainability. It will blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles because they're the softest shoe you'll put on your feet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like
good
that
about
a
wearing
lot.
Them. I know.
Here's what you're going to do if you want to get you some Rothy's. You're going to go to Rothy's, which is spelled Rothys.com, and you're going to enter loud to get your cute shoes and free shipping. That's Rothys.com. Promo code is loud and get this deal while it lasts.
Can I tell you their major added bonus that it is? They're machine washable. Yes. Because let's face it, you know, you wear those flats with no socks. It starts to get. Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Also, let's talk about one of our favorites, Brandless.
Brandless.
It doesn't have a brand, you guys. Okay. That's how you save money. There's no brand. Do you get it? It's like generic. But you get the high quality stuff that you pay a fortune for at Whole Foods, like your no GMOs, your gluten free, your vegan, your peanut allergy safe, all the stuff that you need in housekeeping stuff too,
yes.
Like cleaners and also food.
Oh, yeah. They sent us and it's good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I'm using it right now. Mm-hmm. Their peanut butter was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Peanut butter.
Everything's $3. That's the thing that we forgot to tell you right off the top. Everything's $3. That's it.
That's it. Everything.
Everything. Everything. So here's what you want to do. Just go to Brandless. There's no code. Don't even worry about it. Just go to Brandless and get you some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
Sorry, my voice is horrible.
For anybody that doesn't know, Lynette was just in Chicago.
Yeah, for 4 days.
Can we call Chicago Chi-Town?
Or sure.
Is everybody going to be like, how dare you?
I know. The city was beautiful. It was so hot and humid. But my nephew, Nicholas, my firstborn nephew, my brother's son, got married to a wonderful Italian girl, to a wonderful family. Her parents are awesome. And the dad gave the best speech of the father of the bride. And then my brother had to get up and give the most corniest, silly speech about
like a dad speech.
A dad. He wrote a poem, but a funny one in his mind. It was funny. I mean, it was okay. But like Andy, the father of the bride, just gave like from his heart, and he talked about her and when she was born, and then he talked about when he met Nicholas, and it was just really funny and really sweet. And then my brother got up and gave his speech, but it was fun. And that side of the family is a big family, because my sister-in-law Wendy, she has like four sisters, and they're all married, and they have kids, and their kids are grown. And Sonny and Natalia are like in love with all of them. One night they took Sonny to go see the Star Wars, the new Star Wars movie, and they're just so sweet boys. They're Middle Eastern, and they're really cute. They're very handsome.
Now that's where you learned like kasha. That's and haram, a good,
yes,
and
haram, right? Kasha.
Did she teach you any new ones while you were there?
Yella.
Yella?
Yeah, I don't know. What does that mean? It's like kind of mean like let's go, or I'll see you later, or kind of like okay,
Yella.
Yella, yeah. And then the father is like the patriarch. He's like always dressed in a nice suit, you know, and he smell. They all smell good. They all dress nice. And there's like eight brothers. No. There's like six brothers and then two sisters.
You start losing count after
I know,
five.
I know. It's a lot.
Six, eight, ten. Yeah.
And they're all in their 20s and early 30s.
Kind of look alike probably.
Yeah, they look alike. And they're just so handsome. I'll show you a picture. But so we walk into this church, and my son, Sonny, says, I'm really embarrassed to say this, but he goes, who's the dude on the tee?
What? Oh, no, he did not. I love it. On the tee.
Who's the dude on the tee? Why is he so skinny? I said, Sonny.
He's got those swimmer's abs.
I said, Sonny, that's Jesus on the cross. He's not on a tee. He's on the cross. They nailed him to the cross. Oh, he goes, well, I always see him in a picture. He looks like, you know, I see him in pictures like headshot pictures. I've never seen him like.
Jesus's headshots.
Yeah, that's right.
He had a really good photographer. Some of the commercial stuff is really like, oh, uh-huh. Here he is, like, you know, tending to the poor.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And the editorial he's at the table with all the food.
Yeah. Here he is swinging a tennis racket. Here he's drinking a glass of OJ. Well, look at that smile. Look at Jesus's smile.
Yeah. So he's like, I've never seen.
Like, Jesus, stop looking so serious. This is commercial for commercials. Good for your dramatic, for your dramatic work, but you know, you got to lighten it up a little bit, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. And then he said, what are all those books?
You're teaching this kid right.
I know. And then I heard one of the brothers, because we were sitting.
Now, was Adam with you?
He was going to go, but the uppity film about the first African American Indy 500.
Yeah,
they screened it at the Indy 500 over the weekend.
T Ribs or what's
the? Yeah, Willie T Ribs.
Willie T Ribs. Mm-hmm.
So he had to go to that, which is fine. It's fine.
Easier.
It's easier. Yeah, me and the two kids and like 100 family members, and they were all staying at Wendy's house. Most of them. We stayed at the hotel. But then after the wedding, we went. They all stayed there. I didn't.
Now, I heard there was a hotel snafu.
I'm going to kill Dylan. I don't know what to do. Okay. This kid, I ask him, I know he's really busy. I love him. And I know he's very busy here, but he started out as supposed to be my assistant. And Adam even brought it up. He's like, are you using him? Because we're paying him. I'm paying him personally a separate check to be my assistant. I barely ask him to do anything.
Is it Matt his assistant?
Matt. Is he?
Isn't that Adam's assistant?
Matt is Adam's assistant.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Dylan.
Right, but he oh, you said I'm paying him separately.
Yes,
I thought Adam said I'm paying him.
No,
to be my assistant.
No, I'm paying him. No, okay. Me, Lynette. Well, me and Adam. So anyway, I don't. So when he that was when he first started, and right. he got you know, he got sucked in over here, and they use him a lot. And he, you know,
when we say over here, we're confusing people because Lynette and I right now, just to let you know, yeah, are recording in Adam's studio.
Right.
Today.
Yeah. So, you know, he got sucked into the Adam Carolla shows and all the other shows. And, you know, he does work hard here with these guys because they needed him. And he does a lot for Matt, and he does a lot for whatever. So I, you know, use him only for certain things. Now, travel is not his strong suit at all, so I don't ever use him. But it was simple. I said, can you just do me a favor and book the hotel for Chicago? I'm going, you know, May 24th, checking in. I sent him the text, checking out on May 28th. And so, you know, whatever, just get the standard room. So he goes, oh, and they booked, the father of the bride booked a bunch of rooms, you know, held the rooms. And so anyway, and so I go the first night after traveling, we get in. It's like 10 o'clock. We get to the front desk, and the guy goes, okay, Mrs. Carolla, so I have you for one night.
Oh, no.
It's Memorial Weekend. And I said, no, that's – and then I'm like snippy with him. I go, no, that's wrong. No, I'm not. We're checking out on Monday. And he said, no, I only have you for one night, see? And and I said, oh, my God, I'm going to – so I had – anyway, long story short, I had to get I got the hotel room. Now, the other thing, we're doing our show in San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Saturday,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
And Kaylin's working behind the scenes getting our pictures,
right,
that we're going to show during the,
yeah,
slideshow.
Yeah.
Before – 2 weeks ago, two Wednesdays, and yeah, Patrick, 2 Wednesdays ago, I gave him an envelope of my pictures, and I said, here, scan these and give them – to Kaylin, or don't scan them. Maybe Kaylin doesn't want them scanned. I don't know how he wants them. Ask Kaylin how he wants them. Here's the envelope. Says live show. Lynette's live show. I gave it to him. Fast forward 2 weeks later, here I am this morning. Kaylin, did Dylan give? No. He hasn't told me anything.
Yeah.
Now, what am I supposed to do?
While we're talking about that, I should just say that, you know, not to throw anybody under the bus, but sometimes he doesn't send out t-shirts. So then I hear about it much later and people go, I never got my t-shirt.
Awesome.
And I ordered it like months ago.
Yeah.
And then I'll find the email that I sent to him and said, and I've told him a lot of times, like, if you can't do it, if you're too busy, I'll do it. Just, mm-hmm, let me know. And he's always like, no, I got it. But maybe he's just too,
I don't,
very busy. But I just wanted the people to know.
Yes.
That's not because I don't care. It's not because we don't care.
No, we care.
We
care. Because Dylan doesn't
care. You
can
always – and if you're out there and you didn't get a t-shirt and you're like, wow, I don't want to bother those guys about it, just bother me. I don't care.
Yes, because we'll bother Kaylin instead.
I mean, I'll be really mad and probably have a grudge against you.
But the wedding was beautiful and I
– How was Wendy?
Wendy was great. I mean, she was back to her – like, she's her normal self and, like, we had fun together. And then they did the first dance. The band was awesome, and their first dance. Sorry, my phone. I don't know. I had it on because when you travel, I have it on. So if I lose it, you know, so it vibrates. Anyway,
right.
So the mother of. So then I was standing behind Wendy, and I said, and I got a little teary eyed at church, and then I got a little teary eyed at the father daughter dance. But then I said to Wendy, are you dancing with Nicholas? And she said, yes. As soon as that song ended, and she goes, right now. And then she went out on the dance floor. And I was like, I wonder what song. And so Nicholas and her started dancing. And it was Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, which is my favorite,
aww,
song of all time. And I started to just, the ugly cry came. Because it's my little nephew, Nicholas. And Wendy, she loves Thunder. And she's crying. And I'm crying. And now other people work. Ugh, it was so... so sweet. But it was a really fun wedding. It was really nice. Really. I mean, they thought of everything. The food was great. The band was great.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. The father of the bride paid for everything. It was really. And then they had brunch the next day at the Ritz.
Where was the mother of the bride?
She's there, too.
Oh, okay.
She was there, too. Rosemary. Yeah. They – Nicholas – and my sister-in-law moved into Chicago, I don't know, 12 years ago. And she said, our next-door neighbors are awesome. He's a Bruce Springsteen fan, father of the bride. He has a Porsche on the license plate that says Rosalita, which is a Bruce Springsteen song.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, really? And then she's like, and their daughter's really cute and same age as Nick. Maybe her, maybe, you know, maybe Nick will, you know, her and Nick will date. And now they're getting married. Now they're married.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
That's such a cute story.
Yeah, and that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
So that was your whole weekend. Any other, like, traveling snafus?
Well, then we went to the airport, and yesterday they had – Wendy had a barbecue for everybody, and they're playing. It was fun. It was a fun day. And then I extended our flight to go at 9 because the kids – we were supposed to leave at, like, 3 o'clock, and the kids started crying. And my kids don't cry. Aunt Sunny was crying.
You were supposed to leave at 3 in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm. And they were saying goodbye to Megan and Nicholas and Anthony. And they were like, Mommy, please, can we just stay until later? Can we see if there's a later flight? Please, please, please. And so I said, all right, let me see. And then I checked, and there was 9 o'clock. And I started losing my voice. So then I said, okay, fine. But that's going to get us in. You're going to go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to school the next day. But today they're going to Mount Asia, like a fun zone place, because school's over. Wednesday they graduate. And so it's it. That's it this week. It's going to be a busy week. But – I said, okay, but you're going to go to bed
late. You guys are going to Mount Asia.
Yeah.
I don't care. No. I don't want to hear anything. You guys are going to go, and right. You're going to have some goddamn fun at Mount Asia.
Right.
Mount fucking Asia.
So on the way, we go to Wendy's house. Her house is like 7 minutes from the airport, from Chicago O'Hare's airport. So it was nice. So she's like, I'll take you. So we get in the car, and I had a huge suitcase and their suitcase. And I'm saying goodbye to like 25 people. And we get in the car, and we're talking. We're on our way to the airport. And then I go, where's my purse?
No, no, no. This is my biggest nightmare.
Yes.
Of all nightmares.
Yes.
I was literally going to interject remember my mm-hmm. fear of constantly mm-hmm. losing my purse?
Mm-hmm.
My constant fear?
Mm-hmm. I left my purse behind. And I was like.
Wait, where did you leave it?
At Wendy's house.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah. And Anthony, who's a good, he's. He was the best man. He's Nicholas's brother. He's on the, you know, he's Anthony on the spot. Like, he always answers the phone. He's in the car. He drives fast. Like, he's got it, you know. But Anthony has a daughter, and he had to go home to get something. So he was gone. So I had to rely on Nick, the groom. And Nicholas is kind of like, you know, easy breezy dude. Like, huh? Okay. What are we doing? All right. You know, he just doesn't have a care in the world. And so.
More of a no-getter.
No-getter. Exactly. So then Wendy said. Or Ron, her husband. She's like, call. So we called Nick. I said, Nicholas, my purse, can you bring it? Because we're so close to the airport. Can you bring it? Meet us at curbside at United, please, please, please. And he goes, huh? What do you need? What?
Oh, no.
Your what? Your
oh,
purse?
No.
Where is it? What does it look like? And I was like, fuck. Then I got Suzanne on the phone because Suzanne was there. And I said, Suzanne, you know what my purse looks like. It's around. Look around the kitchen. Look around the back door. That's where we were. She goes, I got it. She gave it to Nicholas. Then we had to go around because, you know, Wendy, we were there, and then we had to go around.
How far
then
was the airport from?
It's 7 minutes.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, yeah. So we were stuck in this traffic. So we had to circle the airport. Then we got stuck in this traffic circling the airport. Nicholas was like a minute away. He's like, where are you guys? We're stuck in traffic going around the airport because we got, you know, we had to like circle because we were trying to kill time to get my purse. Oh, my God. I said, oh, my God. And we had about.
My stomach hurts just hearing this story.
I know.
I can't. I would be the wrong person for that to happen to.
Yes. Wendy was like, don't worry. Wendy was very posh. She's like, don't worry. You got it.
I panic if, like, I go to call somebody and my contacts don't come up right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, my phone's broken.
I know.
What am I going to do? I'll never be able to contact anyone again. And then I'm like, oh, they're there.
So then we're stuck in traffic. And Wendy was, the flight's at 9:08. It's 8:30.
Okay.
Oh, no. 8:25 or something.
Okay.
And Wendy's like, you know what, Lynette? As soon as we get around, forget the suitcases. We'll ship them home. And I was like, yeah, I don't need it because they're all dressed. Like, they're Sunny suits, my dress, her dress, Natalia's dress. Like, it was just, you know, I didn't need really anything. And she's like, and we'll just have Anthony, he'll ship it home. And I was like, are you sure? And so that was going to be the plan. But then, she said, but if you get there like 1 hour or, 1 hour ahead of time, they'll check your bags. But you got 40 minutes. If you don't have bags, you'll be fine. So eventually we came around. Then we came out of the airport, and then we got on a road that took us towards the freeway to go home.
No.
And Nicholas is sitting like at United going, where are you guys? And she's like, I don't know. We're going towards back. It's a city of Chicago back onto the freeway. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to miss our flight.
This is my worst nightmare.
I know. Sending Natalia. Elby would have been crying. God. I know. They were like, really, Mom? Really? And then they're like, well, actually, it's okay.
Right. They don't care.
We'll go back. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I got podcasts to do. I got a meeting. We got to get home. And, so she started going and then Nicholas is like, what road are you on? She told him, and then he's like, okay, turn right, go left. And then she's like, can you see? Can I get over? I go, go. She's driving like a bat out of hell. And it was like 8 o'clock. Now it's like 8:05. No, it's getting to 8:05.
And your flight's 8:30?
No, our flight's at 9:08.
Oh, okay. So you still got a lot of time.
Yes, but there's security, going through the lines.
It's crowded, right?
It's crowded. And I had my suitcases. So I was either going to check my suitcases or they were going to ship them home.
Right.
And so anyway, after going on a wild goose chase, we got back into the airport to departures, and we got Nick. And I grabbed my purse and I said, thank you. And they got my suitcases. And then the guy checked us. The guy's like, relax, you're fine. It was 8:10 or something like. He's like, you're fine. And then he's like, so I'm taking care of your suitcases. You want to like.
Oh, you did curbside check-in.
Yeah. And he was like, and I usually tip.
Do they still have? I thought they don't have that anymore.
No, they have it. He was there. Sky cab, whatever.
God, I love curbside check-in.
I know. And then he's like.
It's like the greatest thing that's ever been invented.
You want to help out a brother? You know, he's like. I'm going to take care of the suitcase. He basically was saying, can you give me a tip?
Yeah.
And I usually tip him. I had no cash on me. I had no cash.
Right, because nobody carries cash anymore.
No. I said, I'm so sorry. Usually I do. I'm so sorry. He goes, that's okay. And then there was a huge line for security. And then, now it's like 8:30 and we got to go through security. But we made it.
And why are there always people in line at security that have act like they've never flown before?
I know.
And the shoes.
Do I need to give you – do I have to take my Apple Watch off? Yeah. Do I have to take my sunglasses off my head? Like, yeah. Fucking A. Yeah. It was harrowing, to say the least.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I told you about going to get Elby's friend. I probably told you on Patreon. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Having to get Elby's friend, pick her up from the airport, mm-hmm. unaccompanied minor mm-hmm. story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
having
insane.
To go, having to do that when you're not even flying anywhere.
I know.
For That's anybody that insanity. Doesn't remember this story, I had to go pick up Elby's friend from the airport and we had to go through all the rigmarole mm-hmm. as if we were getting on a flight, mm-hmm. go through security. We had to get a gate pass with our names and our identifying information on it. Then we had to go through security and Elby had to do the thing, put her hands up in the air over mm-hmm. her head in case mm-hmm. she was smuggling drugs.
Right.
Or a bomb or something.
Yeah, because she's like the face of a terrorist.
And then they were like, well, they're not allowed to do it on you if you're under 13. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even believe she – there was a part of me that wanted her to just go, yeah, I'm only 12. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, but her birth date is right on the – what if they're like, well, let me see your ticket?
Right.
Now what if they're like, pull us aside
exactly.
for like lying about her age or
that's
something?
That's the last
I was
thing
like,
you want.
I don't need that. Right. So they're like, really? She's 13? And I was like, do we really have to get into a debate about how old she is?
I know. They did the same thing to Natalia last night. They said, what's your name? And she said – and then she said because she was so tired. And then he said – how old are you? And she goes, 12. And then she goes, well, actually, 11. And he's like, what city are you going to? And she's like, Chicago. And he's like, we're in Chicago. And she's like, she's like, California. And he's like, all right. Like, I'm like, dude, really? What the fuck?
What is that? What good is that going to do?
I know. You're just slowing us down, asshole.
Like you made a fake family to go cause some trouble somewhere.
Right.
Assholes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was fun. And then one day we went to the pier, the famous pier, to walk around. Chicago was humid and hot, and I was not dressed for it. I was wearing thick pants, like Banana Republic dress pants.
Uh-huh.
The kind that's not comfortable, the like scratchy kind.
Right.
And a t-shirt, but like a thick t-shirt. And there, and so we walked from the hotel to the pier. We were all dripping sweat. And then we were like, what do we do? And so anyway, we just walked. I honestly almost started to cry. I was so miserable. I was like, I got to buy a skirt or something. And I found a place. I bought a skirt. It was ugly. I looked like a bag lady. But I didn't care. I had to change. And then we're still like, and it was just miserable. But it was for the kids. You know, they were having fun with their cousins. And
I do not like to travel, Lynette.
No, I know.
There's something about being somewhere that's not on my home turf mm-hmm. that I just don't like. Yeah. And I don't know if it's that I mean, part of me is like, well, maybe it's from getting older. But then there's another part of me that's like, did I ever like it? And I don't think I did.
I know.
I mean, I've definitely – my anxiety has ratcheted up. Not my everyday anxiety. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. I mean, it comes – but it's just when you put me in a situation mm-hmm. where I don't – like where I'm worried about having all my stuff right. on me at all times mm-hmm. and where I get worried about like what if something goes wrong?
Right.
What if mm-hmm. – just the whole idea even – I just don't have like a free-spirited feeling about
no,
stuff.
I'm
not like, hey, we'll get to the airport and like I'll grab an Uber.
There's so
and
many
I'll,
people like that.
What if I forget – like then I'm like, what if I can't remember what hotel I'm in?
Right.
What if I don't have it printed out? Uh-huh. What if I lose my phone and then mm-hmm. I don't even know what hotel I'm mm-hmm. in? I don't have the reservation number. And how am I going to get home? And, mm-hmm. you know, John's always talking me down. He's much better about that. He's mm-hmm. like, okay, this is what you'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, what if – but I go, what if I don't have – he's like, then you'll call me and I'll Western Union – I'm like, what if I don't have my phone?
How am I going to call you?
How about that? How about that?
A panhandle change.
Catch me outside. How about that? I'm like, yeah, exactly. And then people are going to be like, I'm sorry. You look able-bodied. Get a job. And then I'm going to be like, no, you don't understand. This is what happened.
I know.
Somebody stole my purse and they're going to be like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I got three kids at home and they're playing. I'm going to miss their class play if I'm not back.
Well, I don't mind traveling by myself. I'm fine. But traveling with them, it's like, where's your boarding pass? Hand me your boarding pass. Like, give me that. Like, I got to hold it. Where's your backpack? You got your backpack? Sonny brings a ball with him everywhere he goes. It won't fit. It was falling out of his backpack. I had to hold his ball and the boarding passes. We're running down the thing to get to our gate. That I just don't like. I'm sweating. I'm just, ugh. Ugh.
At least they're not little kids anymore, though.
Yes. Thank God.
I mean, at least we're out of the mailroom. I
right.
could completely see traveling with my kids now.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to Sadie and Xander the other day mm-hmm. about what a pain in the ass they were when they were little. Mm-hmm. I was like, look, it wasn't your fault, but I wouldn't go to restaurants.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about, there was a picture. Somehow we were looking at a picture of somebody out at a restaurant. Oh, no. We were at a restaurant and there was a family nearby and there was a high chair. Mm-hmm. They had a high chair situation and like a booster seat situation. And I was like, ah, I'm so glad I'm not those people. And Xander was like, why? What do you mean? And I was like, look, they've got a baby with them. I go, do you know how much crap I had to lug around mm-hmm. just to take you to a restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
I said, and it was always, we were like 2 seconds away from a meltdown the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I could never get comfortable because there was always something you were going to need.
Right.
I was like, I'm so appreciative that we're just sitting here at the stand
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, if you want some more pickles, you go up and
yes.
get yourself more pickles.
Right.
Why are you looking at me?
Right.
Like, but when you were little, I go, I had to have so much stuff.
Yes.
I had to, because you couldn't sit still for very long.
Mm-hmm.
I go, there were two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And at any possible moment, you were going to be crying about something. Just like, I don't like the way the rocks feel
right.
under my feet. Like, it wasn't ever even normal
right.
shit.
Like a hot dog with Sonny would get a hot dog with the grilled streaks across it. And he'd go, I don't want – this is burnt. Can
yeah.
you – I'm like, fuck. I hate – yes, I know.
Yeah, none of it was sensical. So you couldn't plan ahead for what the problem was going
to
be.
Exactly.
Because it would always
There's
be
no
something,
reasoning with
right.
them.
The guacamole looks a little brown. You'd be like, listen, it's just because air hit it. Look,
right.
scrape off the top.
Yeah. No.
I still don't want it.
It doesn't taste good. Yeah. I know. And then you can't explain anything. They can't be patient. Like if they were in the car and we were missing our, you know, they would be like, what? Let's go. Let's go. Actually, Natalia goes, why don't you just use Auntie Wendy's ID? It's like, that doesn't work like that. And Sonny goes, she'll get arrested. Yeah, I do appreciate this age.
Yeah.
I do. And Natalia and I had a really cute, nice talk on the plane last night. And
what?
She was like, I don't know, Mommy. I feel something. Like, I feel Like, I love Nicholas and Anthony so much. Like, when I leave them, I get really, really sad. Because they cried last time when we came home. And she's like, there's just something about them that I just love. And I'm like, well, they're your nephews. And they love, because they love them. And they're like, they're excited to see them. And they're like, Natalia, come look at my room. I'll show you my, you know, Sonny, come look at this. Like, they're,
wait, aren't they cousins?
They're cousins, yeah.
Oh.
But they live in Chicago.
Right.
So, you know, and Nicholas got married. Now Anthony's married and he has a kid. But, you know, so when we leave, they just get really sad. And it's really cute. But, you know, that's why I extended the trip, you know.
Of course.
And Adam's like, what? You did? I thought your plane got delayed. I go, no. They wanted – he goes, well, you just say no. And I said, well, they were crying and they were upset. He goes, the plane's leaving at this 3 o'clock. Just tell them that that's it. I was like, no, you don't get it.
No, he doesn't get it. Mm-mm. It's here's the thing. It's like if you can, then you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why be a hard ass for no reason is my motto.
Right.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except when it's going to put me out.
Yeah.
Then I will.
Right.
I had this like almost an argument with John about this same thing. Mm-hmm. Because John was – okay, so Xander has this class project due. Okay, so my kids are doing something which your kids might have done called an expert project, mm-hmm. where they're going to teach their classmates about something that they know how to do.
Yeah.
Or that they've learned how to do.
Right.
They have to maybe learn how to do something and then pass on that knowledge.
Yeah.
So Xander's is going to be editing something. Mm-hmm. So he was going to make this video. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he had his friend over and he wanted to do this video with his friend. And long story short, John was getting frustrated because John was trying to help him. That was who was going to shoot the little piece for him. And Xander was just, you know, he's 10. He just wants to play with his friend.
Yeah.
And then he gets frustrated because the weekend before he tried to do a project, but it was too long and complicated. And I said to John, sort of like what Adam said to you, but I was like, then just tell him this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other. I mean,
right.
Then John's like, but then he's just going to get upset. And I said, but the problem is if you – in a situation like this, you need to just go, look, dude, this is what it is. We're going to do something shorter and that's that.
Right.
And John's like, well, I just – so I was like, watch. Xander, you're not doing the project that you guys started last week. It's too long and complicated. We're going to do something quick, like a Vine video.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right.
Yeah, I know.
I go, see, if it's not something that's hard, but then if it's something that's really sad for them, I know then John, that's when John wants to dig his heels in.
Mm-hmm.
And go, why don't we say no? We don't need to say no.
Right. I know. Yeah, I know. They need to be told sometime, but you're right. Like, if I can do it, then I did it and it's fine. But it was worth it. Yeah, it was worth it.
Good.
It was fun.
So let's tell people, let's take a little break.
So when
break.
You're traveling, oh my God, I got to tell you. So I got this book I'm listening to.
Okay, and then I got to tell you about seeing a movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good for traveling. Speaking of traveling.
Yes.
Okay, listen, not every situation that happens when you're traveling is a huge emergency, like losing your purse.
Right.
Maybe there's a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Or something a lot more minor than losing your purse.
Right. Earthquake.
Yeah. Well, Uncharted Supply Company has designed a survival system to help you act quickly and confidently when the unexpected happens. This is not exactly about traveling, but it's about unexpected situations that could cause you
a lot
of problems.
It's a survival kit, but they sent us one and it's phenomenal. I have to say, every family should have this. One year, Jimmy gave for Christmas everybody a survival packet thing.
Yeah, you know? I, you know what? I'm getting this.
Yeah, because myself. They say 95% of all survival situations are resolved in 72 hours. But during that time, you
need water.
Yes, exactly.
You need food. You need first aid stuff. Well, they put it all together for you so you can be a total no-getter.
Mm-hmm.
And not figure out all the things you need for yourself. Let Uncharted do it for you. And right now, our listeners get $50 off. And I'm telling you, I'm going to do this myself because they didn't send us two. They just sent you one.
Sorry.
So, no, that's okay. So, I'm going to use it too. I just want you guys to know. We use our own codes.
Mm-hmm.
UnchartedSupplyCo.com. Use the code FCOL at checkout and get $50 off your survival system. That's UnchartedSupplyCo.com. Use the code FCOL.
Yeah.
Also, You know, sometimes you're driving in the car. Maybe you're going on a road trip.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know your life.
How am I supposed to know? What are you asking me for?
But look, sometimes you got kids in the car, and you can't just play Sword and Scale like you want to.
I know.
You know, you could play For Crying Out Loud, but sometimes we drop an F-bomb. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're sensitive.
Right.
Maybe your kids are sensitive. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a better parent than we are.
Yes.
I let my kids listen to Rose Pricks, the podcast
that
I do with Ronnie, and there's all kinds of terrible, terrible, inappropriate language in it. So maybe you're not like me.
Right.
Anyway, Penguin has books, you know, that you can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Audiobooks.
Books for kids. Audiobooks.
For kids. And all ages. Not just babies.
Right.
For the younger ones, they have like The Cat in the Hat, Make Way for Ducklings. But for the middle grade, they also have Magic Treehouse, the Roald Dahl books like, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach. And then for the YA crowd, they have also books for them. And here's how you do it. You go to tryaudiobooks.com/familylistens, and they will give you all sorts of suggestions. That's tryaudiobooks.com/familylistens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you were going to tell me.
So traveling, I found – so this book, okay, I downloaded it a long time ago from Audible, but I just – it didn't appeal to me. It's about the true story of Lacey
Peterson?
No, not Lacey Peterson. Lacey Spears is the mother.
Oh.
I thought no, it sounds like Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah, but
I
it's not.
It
has nothing to do with Britney Spears. It's called My Sweet Angel. Okay?
Okay.
And it's a true story about a mother that has Munchausen by proxy and what she did. Her whole life. Like,
oh boy.
It chronicles her life.
And oh, I know exactly who that is. That's the one. She was a blogger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
on
she
Facebook.
Put salt in the IV.
But
her
kid,
Grayson. Isn't that the kid's name?
Garrett. Very good. But hold on. I didn't really know the story, and I didn't know the outcome. So, but I'm listening to
it. Okay. Spoiler alert with the salt thing. But. Mm.
Yeah.
But you know it's about Munchausen's.
Yes.
I'm not going to say what
and
happened.
And she got arrested, and you can tell because the narrator says later on in court when, you know, testifying, the nurse says blah, blah, blah. So, but they chronicle her – it's not just
– she has a crazy story. Yeah, I remember she lied about her –
she lies
the baby
about
daddy.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah.
When she was younger, she babysat a family, and then the kid was getting ear infections. So the first half of the book, I kind of really wasn't listening because, you know, I don't like the whole, she grew up in a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, get to the meat, you know. So I kind of wasn't listening. I was packing and whatever. Now I want to go back and listen. But, she started lying. And then people were like, I don't want her babysitting anymore. Then she tried. She was insane. She lied about everything. And she had the Facebook page. She had a couple Facebook pages. And she would go on and post everything that's happening with her son. And her son from zero to five was like, you know, constantly sick and bleeding out of his ears and pus and blood. This poor little boy, what he went through, is just so sad. I mean,
That's the internet by proxy. Internet Munchausen's. It's
is
like its
it
own thing now.
Really?
Yeah, when you try to get a big internet following.
What the fuck? Stephanie, tell me about, you know this story. So did you ever read –
I knew the story because she was a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, I remember when she got arrested. I remember when people were like, oh my God, her whole story's a lie.
Right.
Yeah. And then I probably heard, maybe it was like a Generation
Why
or somebody covered it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's.
That I listened to. Oh, 48 Hours.
48 Hours.
48 Hours or, Dateline. I mean, they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But it must have been a 48 hours that I listened to the story. Yeah, it's so crazy.
Oh, my God. But this book is like – it's because he rereads the Facebook posts and he'll tell you the time. So like the son is having a seizure and she takes a picture, you know, at 10:40 he's, you know, a code red, whatever, in the hospital having a seizure. And then at 10:50 she's posting a picture of him. Please pray for my baby.
My sweet angel.
My sweet angel. She calls him, what's his name again? I just told you.
Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett the Great. Yeah. And people were posting like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. My heart breaks for you. I mean, so many people were following her story. And they felt they were falling for it.
Yeah, and that's what they live for.
Right. But don't you think, though, don't you think it's weird? Like, why is this woman posting pictures of her son who's in the hospital that's, like, sick?
Because she wants the attention.
She does. But why is, like, 60 posts, he said, like, she got, like, 63 posts of lots of I'm praying, sending my love. Like, wouldn't some of those posts – I mean, they did. There were some people that were like, what the fuck? This woman's nuts. But for the most part, like, a lot of people were
– because people don't want to question people when their child is sick.
Right.
Then you seem like the asshole. If you're like, why are you posting so much? People are going to be like, oh, my God. How dare you? This poor mother. If you're ever the person that's questioning somebody like that, you're the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. That's
true. It's really hard to be a hero and go, this smells like bullshit to me.
Yeah.
People believe stuff.
I know. Is it still up on Facebook? Probably not.
I don't know.
I want to see. You know, now I'm going to go down that rabbit hole and look for it. But this book is really good. I mean, so good. I was listening to it every ounce of time I had by myself.
I love that.
And I couldn't listen to it with the kids around because, you know, I mean, she's talking about, you know, poisoning her kid constantly. And kids rolling his eyes in the back of his head, having a seizure. This poor kid, this poor baby boy. Because when he wasn't sick, they were saying he's very sweet. He's very polite. When you walk in the room, he says, hello, what's your name? You know, when he started his school at that's the whatever school, anyway, he was just very, very sweet and very like a normal kid. And she had him on this vegan diet of constant, like I won't let him eat anything that's processed or any, you know.
Oh, yeah, because she wants to act like she's super mom, she's sacrificing her whole life for this kid and his poor kid and his illnesses.
He had a play date and the mom let him have a couple potato chips. He ate the whole huge bag of potato chips, not one of the little ones, like a whole one. And
was it Takis?
My nephews all love Takis, by the way. They said hi. I told them the story. They're like, that's awesome. Talky kid. Because we were talking about spicy stuff. And,
right.
Yeah. And it was fun. Yeah. But anyway, the book is really good. Highly recommend it.
Okay. My Sweet Angel.
Mm-hmm.
It's called.
It's on Audible.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, I took the kids to see I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer movie.
Yes.
You didn't like it, right?
I went. Yeah. I took them.
I thought it was really cute. Oh, okay. I remember. Yeah. Because Julie was like, okay, I know Lynette hated it, but I think the kids would like it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really cute.
Yeah. So did Natalia and Jody. They stayed. I think I was in a bad mood or I was tired or it was a Sunday evening. And I was thinking to myself, I got so much stuff to do. What am I doing? Wasting my time here. And then Jody looks over and Sunny was miserable. And Jody looks over at me and she goes, you can go. I mean, the theater is so close to our house. She's like, you can go. I'll just, you know, I'm enjoying it. I said, okay, bye.
I really liked it.
You liked it.
Yeah. And let me get on my soapbox for a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Amy Schumer is divisive to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. And I don't know her personally. Just, you know, all comedians don't know each other.
Right.
I think she's funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not somebody who's really impressed by all the, like, the super overly sexual, I'm a chick in my 20s or early 30s and, you know, everything's like, I love to get drunk and fuck guys.
Yeah.
That's not my brand of humor.
Right.
But I do sort of like the oblivious, like the, that's a little bit my character is the one who makes jokes that I always think I'm super gorgeous.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I like that brand of humor. It's like the oblivious narcissist thing, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of already okay, but here's the point. So there was a lot of backlash to Amy because so how do I put this in a way that's not going to get a bunch of people attacking me on Facebook?
Oh, who cares?
So there's the people that I feel maybe overly sensitive, get mad at everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't – so – and, you know, people in a derisive way will call them, like, social justice warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about, like, don't make – I am sensitive, of course, and yes, and I have a – but people will sometimes get mad at Amy Schumer because whatever, she's Amy Schumer and they already don't like her. So now they feel like the premise of the movie was that, like, they say, well, Amy Schumer is white, blonde, and isn't super overweight. And the whole movie is based on the premise that people are making fun of somebody, that everybody thinks she's fat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not fat. So that's mm-hmm. a horrible message.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't take it that way
mm-hmm.
at all.
Right.
And I feel like people are getting mad over nothing. I think they just don't want to like Amy Schumer. It's ridiculous because the whole point of the movie to me
mm-hmm.
was that this is Amy Schumer's experience, which is a valid experience, is that even if you are, say, 20 pounds overweight, a lot of women feel like they can't feel good about themselves.
Right.
So I don't know what this utopia is where women who, yes, are normal women,
mm-hmm.
okay, and mm-hmm. yes, in other parts of the country, not in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
if you weigh 10 more pounds than people in L.A., you still might feel good about yourself.
Right.
But it's not a unique problem
right.
for women to even be 5-10 pounds overweight and obsess about those 10 pounds. And
right.
I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a huge focus for women, always has been, on our looks.
Absolutely.
That's just how it is. I don't care where you live.
I agree.
Little girls grow up, they look at magazines, mm-hmm. they watch movies, and the people that are in movies and on television and in magazines are thin and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Amy Schumer's fault
right.
that's our society.
Right.
So you can't be like, oh, how dare you say that. When you look at Amy Schumer, so Amy Schumer in this movie is overweight.
Mm-hmm.
She's not morbidly obese.
Mm-hmm.
If the movie was that she was 300 pounds and mm-hmm. people were making – that would be a terrible
right.
thing.
Right.
But the point is that she's not that heavy and mm-hmm. she should feel good about herself.
Mm-hmm.
But most women don't.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And there's so many products out there to help us look better and mm-hmm. feel better. And mm-hmm. there's bras that minimize and bras that lift mm-hmm. and like – and guys don't deal with that
right.
the same way.
Right.
Okay, so the point of the movie is that Amy Schumer loves makeup and fashion,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't feel like she's beautiful enough to fit in at this – she works for this company,
mm-hmm.
this makeup company
right.
called Lily St. Clair.
Uh-huh.
And she dreams of being the receptionist there because mm-hmm. she just loves – and the thing is, at this place, they have at the front desk gorgeous – statuesque models.
Right.
So yeah. to act like, oh my God, this movie's message is so awful because it's not true and Amy Schumer is beautiful and she's not even overweight is ridiculous concept. So she's not allowed to feel bad about herself? And then, okay, so when she falls and hits her head, if you guys know the premise of the mm-hmm. movie, she becomes delusional and thinks she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody starts you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's funny. The joke, the thing that people get mad at is that people are still kind of treating her bad, but she's oblivious to it.
Right.
But the reason why people are treating her bad is not just regular people.
Mm-hmm.
They never make this joke. It's not like people on the street are like, what a fatty.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it's in her head.
Right.
That they're treating her the exact same way.
Right.
And what I loved about it is that when she looks in the mirror, she doesn't actually see a model.
Mm-hmm.
She still sees herself.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
just now perceives herself as beautiful. So
right.
she starts acting like
mm-hmm.
she's a hot. She's yeah. hot shit.
Right.
Which is very funny.
Right.
And I don't think there was any. The difference is she's the same person. There's a guy who's interested in her because she's really confident.
Exactly.
And ballsy.
Well, that's
not because she looks like a model.
Right. Right.
The thing is, nobody got mad. Do you remember this movie a long time ago called The Truth About Cats and Dogs where – it was Janine Garofalo and Uma Thurman,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a Cyrano de yeah. Bergerac story.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it's really Janine Garofalo's on the phone with the cute guy,
mm-hmm.
but he thinks it's Uma Thurman.
Right, right.
And then at the end, he finds out that Uma Thurman's kind of vapid, and
mm-hmm.
and the person he connected with was Janine Garofalo. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh my God, he's going to meet Janine Garofalo, and is he even going to like her because
mm-hmm.
she's so ugly?
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was ridiculous because Janine Garofalo is a cute girl.
I know.
Like, so you're
so
saying
what?
That men
right.
only like tall,
right.
skinny
yeah.
blondes?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't – and nobody gave bad
well,
feedback
that was back
about
then.
That.
Right. No,
but this was about a woman's self-esteem, mm-hmm. and that if you feel like a badass and that you look hot, uh-huh. that things that you can make things happen that you wouldn't even normally try for when you feel bad about yourself.
Right.
I thought it was a super positive message.
Yes.
I was already sensitive to it because I had my three kids with me. Mm-hmm. I don't want LB getting any messages that if she's fat, she's going to be. But this was just about like this woman grew up to feel like she's a little bit overweight, doesn't feel good about her body. Body mm-hmm. and thinks that she can't have things in life that she totally could.
Right. And then she got confident and became a badass.
Right.
And then
when she realizes she doesn't look like that, nobody ever treats her differently.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thing where I didn't read reviews before, but then afterwards I looked at those reviews and I was like, these people just didn't get the movie.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Right. Right.
And I know comedy. I know mm-hmm. what's funny. Mm-hmm. I was like, these people miss the point.
Exactly.
And they just want to pick on her mm-hmm. and say, oh, this isn't good for women or whatever, because you're showing that she's, a cisgendered, white, female, privileged. Mm-hmm. Who is she to complain mm-hmm. about, like, mm-hmm. well, fuck you.
I agree. I know. Who? Are we really, like, out of problems?
We're
out of problems. We got to pick on Amy Schumer. Like, we got to get outraged.
But
Rotten Tomatoes
gave it 33%, and people really talked a lot about just how horrible she is and how horrible this is for women and what a terrible message and making fun overweight people. And none of that was in there.
Uh-huh. I know. You know what, though?
My kids loved it. They were laughing out
loud. It blows over, and then –
There's a scene where she falls off the bike at the beginning, not where she hits her head, and mm-hmm. she hurts her crotch.
Uh-huh.
And then she runs into the woman who was in the Soul Cycle class with her, and she goes, how's your vagina? And Xander, I've never heard him laugh so hard. He thought that was the funniest thing. And after the movie, the kids were like, what was your favorite part? And Xander's like, oh, my God. When she says, how's your vagina?
Oh, my God.
I died laughing. That's so funny.
See? I mean, that's... It's fine. It's good. I think. I mean, I don't know. There's probably people listening right now that think we're idiots, but I don't think so. I think
you're
right.
I hope those people aren't going to be in San Francisco this weekend.
At Cubs? Yes.
Lynette, people are flying in.
I know.
People are flying in from LA.
Yes.
People are flying in from other parts of the country.
It's awesome.
To see us. I am so – feel so hashtag
blessed. Are we going to go on Adam's show and promote, Kalen?
I'll talk to Chris about it.
Okay.
That means no. But you know what? Mm-hmm. We have so many diehard fans that I am super excited.
I'm nervous.
To meet everybody.
I'm
you are?
Nervous, yeah.
What part are you nervous
about?
Well,
I'm not a performer. I mean, I could talk in a room with you, but
yeah. That's all you're
going to
be doing.
I don't like being in front of – yeah.
Well, we're going to prepare you.
Okay.
We'll have a couple things. And you know what? Maybe we should have some people start sending in some questions ahead of time.
That's
a
good
idea. We can do live Q&A. But anybody that wants us to answer questions that you won't be there to hear the answer to, send them in.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea.
What were you going to say, Kalen?
Yeah, I can post a little something on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page to ask for possible questions for while you're on stage.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll get a couple good ones in there.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and just post it on the Facebook site. So just go there and pose your question and maybe we'll pull it and they'll answer it.
All right. Sounds good.
That'll be fun. You should surprise us.
It's a comedy week. Yeah. It's comedy week in San Francisco.
I know.
It's packed. It's a lot of people are coming in there's comedy shows going on.
Jon Stewart.
Yeah. He's going to be there.
Oh my God. We're going to have
maybe
so much fun.
He might guest on our show. You never know.
You don't know.
He's my pal.
You should come. You should come and see us because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
How would you know?
Yeah.
Also, Father's Day is coming up. And if you're thinking about what to get, dad or husband or brother who's a dad,
yeah.
Omaha Steaks.
The best gift ever. The best gift, really. Jimmy 1 year gave out. No, I'm kidding.
That's true, though.
It is true. And I do it, too, now, because it's a great gift, like Christmas time. Oh, I'll send them Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
Because the meat is so scrumptiously delicious. You can really honestly tell the difference between high-quality meat, their steaks, their pork, their chicken, compared to what you get at regular grocery store.
Yeah, and it's a reasonably priced gift. I'm just saying, I hate to get right to the money part, but we're doing a special right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's $49.99 and you get so much food. That's a very reasonably priced gift.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
To get like your dad. And guess what? You're going to get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of fries.
Those are delicious.
4 caramel to apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus 4 ready grill ready Omaha steak burgers free. That's a ton of food.
I know. That's a lot.
I mean, can you imagine how much that would cost if you got that at the grocery store?
Yeah, I know.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Absolutely. I mean, you could just have a barbecue for everybody.
Yeah. So for a limited time, you can get this for $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com and type in FCOL in the search bar and then add the Father's Day package to your cart. So type FCOL in the search bar when you're at the Omaha Steaks website.
Yes. That's good. It's great.
Yeah. Patreon.
It's on.
It's so good. We love all of our Patreon subscribers.
Yes, we do.
Right now, we've started this new thing where if you're at the $100 level, mm-hmm. we're going to be doing some listener spotlights. It's a quick phone interview with you. Ronnie and Ben do this. And I think it's like
cool.
a great kind of cool thing. And we have some people that are signed up at that level Ooh. That I'm trying to arrange our call with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be rolling that out.
That's
in the next,
fun.
Yeah, couple months. And if you're at the $50 level, as you know, you get a business shout out. We'll plug your business. And if you're, by the way, if you're at the $100 level, you can also send me your business plug and you'll get that every week. And if you want to just support our show and be at the $5 level, you will get access to all of our bonus content.
Mm-hmm.
And we do an extra Patreon show every week dish it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And sometimes we post old shows, too.
Yep. We sure do. So this week we've got Christy Lewis, who does professional grade makeup and all natural skincare. And she's at DramaticLashes.net. So go check out her stuff. Letty Molina is our hookup for CBD oil. She even has bacon flavor for dogs. Find her at HempWorks, WORX.com/LMolina. Kristen Ross is with Babyerge. They will mm-hmm. pimp out your hotel room or car when you're in San Diego. Go to Babyerge, BABIERGE.com/Kristen, KRISTIN 119. Michelle McKibben has a new, she's our California loan. She's going to help you get a mortgage, but now she's with Bank of America. So her email now, okay, is Michelle.McKibben, MCKIBBIN, at bankofamerica.com.
Nice.
Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy, and she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. Also, our girl Carrie, who came in and guested on our show.
I love her.
Fabulous.
I know.
Please check out her podcast, the Sip and Shine podcast. The Wayne Foundation is a nonprofit dedicated to helping girls out of sexual trafficking. I love mm-hmm. Ulysses.
I know.
He's such a caring such a,
yes,
heart.
He is.
Caring-hearted yeah. individual.
He pays for that shout out.
He doesn't promote himself
right.
ever. He's
right.
all about like other people.
Mm-hmm.
And he really feels strongly about this cause. And he loves Jamie Walton, who founded this nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
I
happy to give that shout out. WayneFDN.org. Your donations are appreciated. Our girl, Kate Marengo. InteriorChicago.com. They're a national online interior design service. Find out more. Go to InteriorChicago.com/interior design. Kate Marengo. Shelby Mullen has an online shop called Woof and Wild, and they do homemade dog bandanas, and a dollar from every sale is donated to animal rescues and organizations.
I love that.
Go to WoofandWild.com. And the rest I will do next week.
Nice. All right, Kaylin. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys this weekend in San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have fun.
Yay.
I'm excited.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Slams Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because the lover's thoughts isn't around. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. But I'm no hero, that's understood. All redemption I can offer, girl, is beneath this dirty hood. With a chance I'll make it good somehow. Hey, what else can we do now? Except roll down the window and let the wind blow back your hair. Well, the night's busted open, these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real, to trade in these wings on some wheels. Climbing back heavens, reading down all the checks. Oh, oh, come take my hand, we're riding out tonight to case the promised land.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids. Back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.